from London, BBC Caribbean Report.
CARICOM leaders have their say at the UN, but did they satisfy a Caribbean agenda? A hard sell for President Castro in the US, but American business watched the Helms-Burton bill. And press freedom under threat, say journalists in Dominica. I'm Debbie Ransom and this is BBC Caribbean Report. The round of celebrations to mark 50 years of the United Nations has come to an end. CARICOM leaders had their chance to share the world stage. These are excerpts from some of the final speeches made last night by the Prime Ministers of St. Vincent, St. Kitts Nevis and Dominica.
The United Nations has much unfinished business. I wish to single out one item on that unfinished agenda, and that is the status of the Holy City of Jerusalem. I began with the evolution of the word and ideas. Ideas sometimes take rigid form, and no greater rigidity.
When we speak of peace, we are also emphasizing the overwhelming question of our national security. I call on all countries to join forces to combat the illegal international narcotic trade and its attendant ills, which represent the major obstacle to sustainable development and security in small states.
Today's threat to peace has to do primarily with development. We would like to believe, therefore, that the cost-cutting measures and streamlining proposed for this restructuring will take into account the legitimate aspirations of those who people small and vulnerable states such as the Commonwealth.
Prime Minister Edison James and before him, Prime Ministers Denzel Douglas and James Mitchell.